That was beautiful. If you're just joining us, I'm Deborah Lou Harder in the performance studio here at WRTI 90.1, and we've just heard Jay Flewellen perform his own composition, Tangles in Time, which is part of the theme music, I guess, that threads through the upcoming multimedia theater production called Tangles in Time, which deals with dementia, memory loss, not from actors speaking these lines, but from the real patients, their caregivers, medical students, and health professionals. That was beautiful, Jay. And we have one of these health professionals with us here today. We're so honored to welcome Dr. Sunny Lai.
Thank you.
Sunny, you are a family physician, is that correct?
Yes.
And what is your specialty?
I am specializing in HIV medicine and addiction, and I'm in fellowship this year.
And that's really tough sometimes, some of the patient cases that you must deal with, HIV, addiction. And you were saying earlier that you took a workshop to help you deal with some of the difficult emotions and the grieving that you have for your patients. Can you just talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, of course. So last summer, I found out about Taya's workshops at a time when one of my patients had passed away. And I took the workshop as a way to process her passing.
And I just want to pop in here, Taya Sepanuk, the artistic director of Theater of Witness. Your workshop is called?
Well, it was part of Heart Stories, a two-year program funded by Pew that we were doing. And part of the goal of this three-day workshop was to have people that might someday become performers share their stories and work on autobiographical stories in an artistic way.
Mm. And help doctors deal with grief?
And really build empathy.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I had the opportunity to just share my patient's story and her impact on me. And as part of my story, I also played this piece that was very meditative. And when this story became part of the larger production, Jay wrote a piece specifically for me so that I can play in her honor.
Tell us the story of your patient, if you don't mind.
Right. So I met this woman in my second year of training, and we became very close. I got to know her and her family, and she had an illness that lasted for many months, and then she passed away suddenly in June. And I think with every young doctor, we need to learn at some point how to grieve when our patients pass, and I was able to find my way by using stories and music.
Well, let's hear this beautiful piece. Thank you. If you're just joining us, we've just heard For Sunny by Jay Flewellen and performed for us by Dr. Sunny Lai. She's a family doctor, and Jay Flewellen at the piano from their upcoming production, Tangles in Time. Thank you so much, Sunny. It's beautiful to hear you play. We want to talk a little bit with Taya Sepanuk, the artistic director and founder of Theater of Witness, who is the creative spirit behind the upcoming production, Tangles in Time, which deals with dementia, memory loss, from the point of view of the patients themselves, their caregivers, medical students, and health professionals. Taya, Theater of Witness deals with some very difficult topics. You dealt with the troubles in Northern Ireland, Philadelphia police in the community, prisoners, abuse victims. Why dementia?
This was a wonderful invitation. Sometimes work just comes like magic, and sometimes it's something that's come from inside of me. And it was an invitation for this collaboration from Arts Philadelphia to meet the people at Jefferson, Megan Voller in the Humanities Department, and talk about the possibility of doing a two-year project to increase empathy in doctors. And it really has grown tremendously. We have a huge group of people working on this project, people that are incredible care partners or who have lost their loved one already, and nursing students, medical students, doctors, occupational therapists, and everybody is dealing with what does it mean to lose a language or to lose a memory or to lose a home or to love someone so much and care for them fiercely. So the whole piece, in a way, is about the field of love and the possibility of love and beauty being present even with dementia if we just stay connected in the present moment.
Oh, my goodness. That's very moving. Can you give us just a little sort of snapshot of what we can expect when we go to see this piece? Because it seems like a very complex and very deeply felt production.
It will look like a regular theater piece. You think that you're seeing theater that has a lot of music in it, and there are some films that are embedded with some of the people that have been living with dementia. We filmed them and made these beautiful films that can stand alone but can also tell the story as part of it. And the piece is about an hour and 15 minutes long. But what will really, I think, strike people is that you know you're hearing the real stories from the real people. We have a tagline after Tangles in Time, real people, real stories. And I always think of this work as about bearing witness. And it's not just bearing witness to the stories, but it's bearing witness to the people themselves. And there's some very beautiful, I almost call it holy, connection or communion that happens. And certainly Jay's music is such a huge part of that.
Can you give us one sample of bearing witness or a short snippet of a story, of a patient's story that comes to mind?
Well, I think of Mike and Marianne, a couple that we've been working with for 2 years, and Marianne has frontal lobe dementia and has lost the ability mostly to speak and has a lot of hallucinations. And first of all, it's just glorious to have her walk into the room because she's so welcomed and loved up by everybody. Mm-hmm. And we kind of dance with her and just smile. And she's able to actually be part of the piece as what, not speaking, but join in with some of the movement and the imagery we're doing in a very joyful way. And yet her story is so poignantly told on film by her husband as the care partner, and we actually see her talking to some of her imaginary people. Mm. It's very, very poignant.
It sounds very touching. And we know that music plays a very important part in this production, and we'd love to hear some more music from Jay.
Playing for you the piece, I had the opportunity to write music for all of the participants in the show. And this next piece is entitled For Selena. She happens to be a pianist as well as a student at Jefferson. And it was just an honor to be able to write this for her. For Selena.
Thank you.
That was gorgeous, Jay. If you're just joining us, we're in the WRTI Performance Studio, and we've just heard pianist and composer Jay Flewellen in his piece called For Selena. That's part of the upcoming production, Tangles in Time, which is a multimedia production that tells a story of dementia, memory loss, from the point of view of patients, their caregivers, medical students, and professionals. And we have the artistic director, Taya Sepanuk, who says that the project really came about to help develop empathy in medical students. And how can people get tickets if they'd like to?
They can go on our website, tanglesintime.org, and it's easy to get tickets that way. And if there are still tickets left, they can come to the door at the Philadelphia Cathedral on 38th Street between Market and Chestnut Street.
And the date?
The dates are Friday, September 13th, 7:30, and Saturday, September 14th, a 2 o'clock show and a 7:30 show.
Wonderful. You can also visit our website, WRTI.org, and we have links to Tangles in Time and all that information there as well. Jay and Taya, I'd like to ask you, what do you hope people will come away with when they see your production? Do you feel this will help improve patients' lives or caregivers' lives or medical students' lives? What is your aim in this production?
I think one of the fascinating things for me is how music serves as a theme through many of the stories. And a lot of studies, I think, are being done about music and memory and how music can help hold on to certain memories. And that was certainly my inspiration as I created my music for the various stories, that music is a tool for not only healing, but a tool for memory.
And we'll get back to that in just a minute. And Taya, do you have something to say about
that? Yes, I just wanted to say one thing about the last piece that Jay played. It came from watching Selena silently play the air like a piano. Mm-hmm. And Jay actually wrote the music from what her fingers did in the air. So there's been I'm hoping people come away with the possibility of creativity being anywhere, in any moment, and that we can all become inspired with each other, just opening to the moment and the present, whatever it is, maybe loss of memory, knowing who we are, not having our same identity, but there is a person there and there's a human being, and how can we connect?
You know, I have to bring in one tiny personal anecdote. My own mother had dementia, and it was very difficult because she was such a brilliant woman. But as the disease progressed, she really learned to live in the present moment, because that was all she had. And the simple pleasures in life that she hadn't allowed herself before, like enjoying a little rag doll, for instance, or the sunshine or picking a flower, that became her world, and it made her happier in a way. So this idea of living in the present moment and having that open creativity, possibility, and happiness is really something special, even in very difficult situations like memory loss. Well, Jay, I think you have a couple more pieces you'd like to play for us from the production. What would you like to end us with?
I'll be playing a piece entitled Blues for Broken Notes, and it's in a lot of ways a metaphor. It was for a piano that of a friend of mine in Puerto Rico, where it had 13 broken notes. It had 3 out of 2 notes in it, and it was this really interesting instrument, and I decided to write a piece utilizing the notes that still worked. And so this piece is entitled Blues for Broken Notes.
And you have one final one to end with. I think we'll do the two together.
Okay. And the last one is entitled Of Love and Remembrance.